The Chevy Tahoe and GMC Yukon both get about 14 miles a gallon on city streets, 20 on the highway. Those models are made at the plant in Janesville. GM CEO said demand is falling for big trucks and SUVs, and that's why the company plans to shutter 4 factories in the next 2 years. Gary Williams is president of the Wisconsin Auto and Truck Dealers Association. While he doesn't have any hard numbers, he says his association's 800-member dealerships have noticed fewer people opting for something very large.
I don't think a lot of people are making huge shifts. In other words, going from a very large SUV down to a, a 1.8-liter four-cylinder vehicle, a little bitty vehicle. You don't see shifts like that.
But Williams says sales of crossover vehicles are faring well, so are hybrids. In the next 20 years, he predicts Americans will be driving cars with engines that haven't even been conceived of yet. Until then, Americans are adjusting to the high cost of gas. Joel Rogers is an economist at the Center on Wisconsin Strategy. He says there is an opportunity for car manufacturers to ramp up research and development.
I'm not too worried about the demand for cars in the world. Indeed, it's going to go up rather than down. I am worried about the slowness with which the American producers have responded to what the character of that demand is going to be.
Production of trucks in Janesville is set to end next year. The SUV line will stay open until the end of 2010. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.